Close-Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. And by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome to Close Up Fort Mill TKK, brought to you every Tuesday and Thursday by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas, and co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power, and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is the perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares. And you know what? They really love their veterans. We are live today on Main Street right here in Fort Mill at Amar Artists Love Craft. Can you guess what they do? It's all about a brewery. Yes, it is. And it's very cool. They're serving lunch now and lots of cool things to come and enjoy. Just check out the interior. And I love the wood. Doesn't it smell so good?
It does.
And of course, that voice is my guest today, Marianne Cole, who is visiting me on Close Up as my guest to talk about a really important subject, autism spectrum disorders. So welcome to Close Up. How
you
doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, Marianne, before we start, it's always good to just share a little bit about you.
Sure. Well, I'm a mom of three girls. I'm a nurse, and I have a lot of passion for autism and how that relates to, well, pretty much everything.
Everything, absolutely, in your life. If the voice sounds familiar, it's because, Marianne, you also just recently finished vying for a seat on the Fort Mill School Board. And, of course, here we are. Maybe there's a bigger purpose. I know that you did a great job with your campaign. What was that experience like?
I learned a ton. It was not like anything I'd ever done. So I just jumped right in and figured it out. And I think for somebody who isn't real well known in the community as far as name recognition, I was proud of how I did. And I made some great friends and connections that I hope will lead to other opportunities in the near future.
One thing about it, you really did hit the ground running. I mean, we walked into Amar Artists and you already knew the owners, of course, Kara and Travis and Steve, because you had talked to them when you were campaigning. You also got to know Congressman Ralph Norman very well, and you talked to a lot of parents. You found out, as it related to autism spectrum disorders, that you by far are not alone.
Right. That's the truth.
So before we go into our conversation, tell us a little bit about the difference between, say, an autism diagnosis and the umbrella of an autism spectrum disorder.
Sure. So, you know, they changed that DSM-5, and now it is just autism spectrum disorder. So it's a spectrum because people can fall on maybe the end that just makes them a little socially awkward, all the way down to the other end where they may be nonverbal. I do want to point out, though, that, you know, parents are never going to give up hope, and there's a lot of therapies that parents can involve their children in that make a big difference. So I think there is a lot of confusion because of the different names, but it's correct to say autism spectrum disorder. And
well, again, because we have learned that autism presents itself very differently from very gifted to nonverbal, severely affected. Mm-hmm. And there's life in between that happens. You as a mother, as a nurse, and learning about education opportunities, have had the opportunity to really see, first of all, early intervention is so important, but what happens next, and how does our state support our kids that require maybe a little extra intervention and help or resources in getting, you know, the K through 12 education? What have you experienced?
Frustration.
Okay.
it's to me, it's not rocket science, you know. I am not the expert on how to make it happen. I read a lot of articles about it, and these are articles that are 10 years old, so it's nothing new. There are experts that are very near to our area who I've talked to, so I know that that it's possible to make these things happen.
So what we're looking at, I mean, when we look at autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, mm-hmm. to simplify things for today's conversation, challenges may, you know, interacting with people, maybe some restricted behavior or repetitive behavior, it will impact school performance because kids on the spectrum learn in a different way.
Sure.
So is it that you're asking too much? Is it a matter of there's just not enough resources to support the staff to provide what it is that ASD kids need? Where does the challenge lie? Or is it not knowing?
Well, I think a lot of it is lack of training. I think there's a lack of certain skill sets. You know, it seems that typically it comes down to a lack of funding. A lack of education. All I know is, as a parent who is raising this child, I see her potential and I see her desire for independence. I mean, Victoria is...
Your daughter's how old?
She's 11.
And I'll
tell you, if you had asked me when she was diagnosed at age 4, if she would be where she is now, I would have said absolutely not. Victoria is a very capable individual, and I feel like she's sort of stagnant right now. So that's where I think my passion comes in and my desire to make change for not only Victoria, but all kids. And I don't want to say that I blame somebody. I really think there's a lack of education, a lack of resources. So, you know, I am meeting with our representatives. I have a meeting scheduled with Brandon Newton actually this Friday, just to talk to him about what programs my family and Victoria benefit from that he advocates for in Columbia. So that's something that I want to get involved with because, you know, it may just be misappropriation of funds. You know, I mean, there's money there. And I certainly don't expect our representatives and congressmen to know the day in and day out of raising a child or educating a child with autism. I mean, why would they, right? They count on people like me to let them know what it is that
Absolutely.
I would like to see.
Yes.
So that's where I'm coming from all along.
Absolutely.
I want to be involved and I want to figure this stuff out because I have those same questions.
Absolutely. Now, we see the rates of autism, they just seem to be growing so much. Of course, boys 4 times more likely than girls to be affected with autism. And let's remind our listeners, too, there's not a blood test.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on behavior. It's based on observation. So wherever you have that, you also have opinion.
Of course.
You know, whether professional or educational or mother, is you know, it's a kind of a gray area. How are we seeing the impact? I mean, you know, when we look at the nationwide numbers, how does it come down within what you see every day in the Fort Mill School District? Are there other children on ASD enough to have a classroom or 2 classrooms, or how are they grouped?
Well, it's been my experience that the district groups kids that have, depending on the severity level of their disability, but it's not specific to their diagnosis. So like Victoria is in a classroom for half the day. It's considered a self-contained classroom. So there's students with various diagnoses. They're not all on the spectrum. So,
okay. So special abilities, maybe not anyone that is just, you know, we all love the buddy system. We love to have that friend that we connect with. Is there anyone like that in her class?
No, it's very sad. It's been hard for me to see the way inclusion is done at our schools. I mean, it's been my experience that Victoria, I mean, I worked really hard this year to get her with her general education classroom setting. And you know, do I expect that teacher with 28 kids to do one-on-one with Victoria? Absolutely not. I mean, that's ridiculous. What I would like to see is the special ed teacher in with the general ed teacher. And I would like to see an aide that has training in how to manage behavior. And with Victoria, I just want to clarify, when I say behavior, her biggest problem is her difficulty in focusing on the task at hand. So, I mean, Victoria is not having massive outbursts. In fact, her teachers always say that she is.
She's one that would, in the days of old, just slip through the cracks,
exactly.
Probably, because she's not a behavior issue. And yet she's getting lost in her own world of imagination, because to stay in a class and focus on one thing is very difficult. Again, it goes back to ASD adults. Adults are included in that. There's a lot of people walking around that totally are on the spectrum that have never been diagnosed, and they find their way. But to expect more than a person is able to give can also impact confidence and awareness of how they fit in this world. And, you know, school is a really important time to gain your confidence and gain your friendships. So as a mother, I can sense, you know, your frustration, but it's coming from a loving place. Because
sure.
We all want the best for our kids. We're going to take our mid-program break and just remind our listeners that you've tuned into Close Up Fort Mill TKK. We're going to continue our conversation with Marianne Cole, talking about the autism spectrum disorder and discussing opportunities to really do what I think all of us desire to do, and that's to help our kids be the absolute best that they can be. Of course, Close Up is made possible every Tuesday and Thursday by our presenting sponsors, Piedmont Medical Center. If you haven't been to Piedmont Medical Center lately, then you haven't been to Piedmont. Kuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. And we are actually sitting in one of the beautiful Kuster developments, Amor Artis, which is about brewery, and their slug line is Love Craft. And they make it lovable, I can tell you that. And they're open for lunch now. Hey, and our co-sponsor is York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Lots more Close Up, so stay tuned. We'll be back.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in TKK, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We are back. My guest today is Marianne Cole, and we're talking about autism spectrum disorder. Her daughter, 11-year-old, and is really reaching a place where there's a struggle to find out how to benefit by the education system in our public schools and also meet the needs of children on the autism spectrum, because they're all unique, but they all have pretty much in common the challenges of interacting with other people and you know, there are some restricted behavior or maybe some repetitive behavior that's a little bit different, a little bit quirky compared to your normal kid. You know, Mary Ann, one thing that is I find so interesting, when we look at that punch list of behaviors that could point to a concern that perhaps a child has an autism spectrum disorder, eye contact is always on there. And one thing that I hear a lot from educators and job readiness counselors, the importance of soft skills. Now, I know with my personal story and our son, he was diagnosed very early, and early intervention focused on eye contact, interacting with people, speech development, integration therapy, play therapy. It basically turned, it was a wake-up call to me, shook me to my core. Like, I couldn't just expect him to pick it up by himself. It was like, look, door, up, down, see, car. And then one day, before he could really talk, his first sentence was, could we just be quiet now, Mom? So here's the thing. It's kind of like you have to find that key that wakes up your child and turns on their light. And there's only so many hours in a day. There's hours that are required for public education. How do you do it all? You say that you've been doing some research, and you feel like there is a way.
I think there is. I call me the eternal optimist, but I think we could be doing a lot more for kids like Victoria in the schools. Like you said, they're there for 6 hours, and Victoria goes for 3.5 hours every day after school for additional therapy. So, I mean, this kid is has very little free time, but she thrives in structured environments. So I don't compare her to, say, my other kids. It's just, it's a different scenario. You know, they say if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism, right?
I love that. And
I love that too.
Because so many people have an assumption, and then they put that assumption on your kid because there's an autism word that's attached to your kid. And this brings up another point about labels and insurance coverage. A lot of times insurance won't kick in to pay for the early intervention until there's that label. But that label can also represent ceilings, and that's a frustrating place to be as a mom.
I was there, yes. I know we struggled with that as well. Victoria was first diagnosed with PDD-NOS, so that's when they're
pervasive,
not...
pervasive developmental disorder, not otherwise specified.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's not confusing.
No, it's kind of like we think she might be on the spectrum, but we don't really know, and I was one of those people that thought, she doesn't have autism. She's not sitting in the corner rocking, flapping her hands and doing things that I thought of as autism. But as she's gotten older, some of the social aspects have become more clear. And, you know, It doesn't matter at the end of the day. As long as she's getting the therapy, that's
exactly
what matters. But you're right. You do have to have those labels.
You have to have them. And yet, sometimes, and we're seeing more of this, a child can emerge and flourish and find their way, and they don't want to be always connected to that label.
Sure.
And again, that label can sometimes create a perception of, well, because your child has this, I'm not going to over challenge them.
Yeah.
And that can be the worst thing ever when you've got a kid with an enormous amount of potential.
Yep.
You just got to find the key. So
exactly.
How do you find the key without you physically being there? Because you're a mother and you're a wife and you're a woman, two other children. So you said that you've got a lady locally that is trained to really provide.
Yeah. So, I mean, after the school board, after the election, I refocused and it's like, okay, now what? And I reached out to somebody at Winthrop. And this is what she's done. I mean, she's written articles on how to take a classroom, take a school district, and make inclusion, which is best practice. That's what we're talking about here. She knows how to do it, and she's willing to do it. I just need to get people on board.
Well, what is it that she does that is different than what is being done?
She said that you take the special ed teacher and you put her in the classroom with the general ed teacher, and they do more of a co-teaching.
Team teaching, okay.
Team teaching. She indicated to me that it would not be more costly, because as that general ed teacher learns the skill set, then she moves on to another same grade level teacher, and it spreads that way. Now, I don't have all the information about it. All I know is she's right in our backyard and would love to be a part of kind of catching our school district up. I mean, this research is 10 years old. It's not something new. So I know that there's a better way. I know there's a better way to do it, and I know who to contact to help us move in that direction.
Well, there you go. And you are continuing to advocate for, people on the autism spectrum. You're talking with representatives that are going to, exercise our voice in Columbia as a state coverage. What about pre-existing? I mean, in the Affordable Care Act and all of these things, I gather you probably Medicaid would be available to families with a child on the autism spectrum disorder?
It absolutely is. Okay. So we have a primary insurance that pays for her therapy, but they don't pay for all of it. So Medicaid is a huge help to our family. And they provide something called a personal care assistant. So this person can do any and everything related to your child, whatever you need help with. So, I mean, there's some great services out there, and anyone who has a child on the spectrum, I would encourage you to apply for Medicaid and look at what's out there. There's a lot out there. So
it's amazing, too, because from the outside looking in, you've crossed all your T's and dotted your I's, and yet you still have a passion for helping people understand there's more. We could do more. We could do better, which is really exciting. I know there's a lot of listeners right now that are feeling what you're feeling, and you have a limited time to get her done, as they say. Hey, we need to take our mid-program break and come back and speak more with Marianne Cole about ASD. I want to present a big old thank you to Piedmont Medical Center for presenting us every Tuesday and Thursday from 12 to 12:30. At Piedmont Medical Center, you won't believe what's in your own backyard. Houston commercial real estate for the Carolinas, and our co-sponsors, York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We've got more close-up yet to come, so please stay tuned.
When you suffer from back pain, playtime with loved ones can seem impossible. At Piedmont Medical Center, specialists affiliated with our NeuroSpine program are dedicated to one thing: you living without pain. With personal end-to-end treatment plans, our team is ready to help you get back to all the things you love most. Take the first step toward a pain-free life. Visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/backseminar to register for a seminar today. That's PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/backseminar.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is the perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back, and this is Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. My guest today, Marianne Cole. We could talk an hour on this topic today, and I know a lot of my listeners are probably wanting to hear a full hour of what you have to share. So let's go ahead and make sure, because you are advocating, tell us how to get in touch with you to share our story and maybe provide some more information about where you're going and how to get there.
Sure. So my name is Marianne, MarianneKohl. And I am on Facebook. I am looking to start a parent group, actually, that would be a go-between the administration of our school district and parents. So please go to my Facebook page and check that out. I've got a lot on the horizon. It's just a matter of which avenue I want to take my passion. But I would love to hear from all of you, because together our voice is much louder than it is just me down there in Columbia. So I would love to hear from you.
Fantastic. Thank you for your service, your time, and all that you're doing to make a difference, because you're right. Together we're better. And it's sharing from your perspective that helps us understand the greater picture. Thanks for being with us on this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. If you haven't been to Piedmont Medical Center lately, then you haven't been to Piedmont. Houston Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas, and our co-sponsors, York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. If you want to listen to today's conversation again, you can do that on WRHI.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. And remember, when the facts matter, close-up counts. Until next time, let me hear your story, and maybe we can share it with our listeners and begin to make a positive difference together. Have a beautiful day. This is Patty Mercer. Bye-bye.